Hello.
Hello. That wasn't on the initial film, but it was on this film. Welcome back to episode, was it 19?
Yeah.
Episode 19 to the Sunday Struggle podcast.
Yep.
Woohoo.
Whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Episode 19?
I think so, yeah.
My birthday was 419. I think it's a vibe.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, it's It's your birthday episode.
It is, technically it is. My birthday was, well, when this comes up, it's been passed, but it was April 19th.
Yeah, this past Friday. I forgot.
That's all right. Most people did. I have a lot of people who, like, I posted a picture, like, on my story, and they're still saying happy birthday. I'm like, it was yesterday, but thank you. Yeah, and I just say thank you.
When I was texting you, I was like, I forgot. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We're busy. Yeah. I don't think everyone remembers. It was a chill day, too. I went to work. And then, what else did I do afterwards? I went to Witch Witch, because I love Witch Witch.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's so good. I get the Wicked No Roast Beef Sub Salami. Okay? I get lettuce, tomatoes. I was going to say onions, and that's wrong. You know, sometimes I say Little Big Burger, like the toppings, because it's lettuce, onions, pickles.
Yeah.
Catsup. And I'm like, no. I get
catsup.
Catsup, yeah. I get lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and olives, and that's it. But it comes with 5 meats and 3 cheeses. But I do cheddar for all 3.
Olives?
Yeah. And pickles. And
like black olives?
Yeah. I will do green olives, too. I like olives. Yeah, that's what Nick says.
I don't like olives. I don't know. I've never really liked olives.
I like
all the other things, but olives are just, eh.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why you wouldn't like it. But it comes with turkey, ham, bacon, salami, pepperoni, I think. And then 3 cheeses. I do just cheddar. But Nick will do cheddar, pepper jack, and provolone.
Ooh, it sounds kind of like an Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based kind of off of that. I did that, and then I went to the Waterman for dinner, which is like a seafood kind of restaurant. I always, for whatever reason, eat seafood on my birthday.
Hey, I mean, if that's what you want.
Yeah. We moved from my mom making us our ideal dinner.
Okay.
To doing whatever I want my dinner to be. And it's now transitioned from breakfast to seafood.
So what do you get when you go to seafood?
To the Waterman?
Yeah.
I get the blackened plate.
Salmon?
No, it comes with shrimp, scallops, and then fish. Some type of fish, rice, and broccoli.
Sounds good.
It's really good.
Yeah, I like scallops a lot.
Me too.
Oh, me too. By the way, you might hear my dog crying in the background.
She's fine.
She's okay. It's just because it's stormy, so she gets a little anxious and she's annoying. But I love her. Don't worry about it. I love her.
Yeah. And then today, I went to the zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been to this zoo before. I went to the Troutman Zoo. Okay. And so Nick paid for us to have an encounter, right? Which is like a 101 with an animal, right?
Sounds funny. Okay.
We were going to do the serval kitten. That's what we paid for. Was a baby kitten. Right?
Oh, okay.
Basically
okay.
Like a lion or like a cheetah kind of. It's probably okay. What it looks like. A baby cheetah. Pretty much. It's called a serval kitten. But when we got in there, they're like, sorry, guys. She's not feeling well. She's showing signs that she's sick. So I said, okay. Fine, right? When we were at the desk, we were like, which do you prefer, the sloth or the serval kitten? I was like, a sloth's my favorite animal, but we have 7 cats. I feel like it's my duty to do the cat, right? Well, we didn't get to do the kitten, so they just automatically brought out the sloth because obviously that was our next choice, and so they were just like, I think it'll work. And it was a 5-month-old sloth, and they put, like, I was able to hold her.
Oh.
I have pictures. It's very cute. Downside, she bit me on my face. She at first it was fine because the problem was I just feel like I'm short, so because I'm short they sat her kind of like on low, right?
Okay.
But she's obviously thinks you're a tree, so she wants to climb, right?
Okay.
And I had my chin up and she was sucking on my chin at first, okay? And it was fine because all you felt was gums, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's fine. And then next thing you know, she goes in like the 3rd or 4th time, whatever, and it's teeth and she's biting me and she's locked. And I was like, she's biting me. He goes, oh, and goes to like take her off and then comes back and she's bit my finger. I'm like, she's in the bottom. I'm like, okay, let her go. right? She tries to bite my arm. I'm like, you can have her back. I don't want, oh my God. Don't want her. And I had Nicholas try, and he was fine. Didn't try to bite her. Didn't try to bite him. I was like, but he's obviously 6'3", so she sits significantly lower. She can't go to his face without climbing, right? He's obviously holding her really low.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So that way they took that sloth with and bought a different sloth. And that was a better, that was like a 1-year-old sloth. They were like, sorry, she was hungry. I'm like, no crap.
She was hungry. She was, that's
funny. Well, he was like, keep your chin. He was like, make sure you keep your chin up. And obviously don't put your fingers in their around their mouths because they're going to think it's food. Right. Obviously. Okay, yeah, she's also 5 months old. You can't really.
Still kind of a baby.
Yeah. She's still is a baby. This one was 1. And this one was fluffy and more like very not chunky, but. We got to hug that one, and that one, they just, the whole time, and the lady was like, I'm going to hold her neck so she doesn't bite you. I said, thanks, because that'd be great. And, but they kind of naturally lean backwards. So when you're holding them, okay. They will automatically kind of lean. And I'm like, are they always like that? She's like, yeah, they always want to lean backwards. And I was like, okay. And it was fun, but kind of underwhelming.
Okay.
It wasn't as fun because we had the mindset like going in it. I was like, oh, a sloth would be cute. But I'm like, you spend 15 minutes, you pay a decent amount of money for it. I don't think that encounter was worth as much as it was. But I think they priced it up just because you're more likely to get injured, obviously. Because if you play with a cerebral kitten, obviously you might get injured. But that one, they were like, they bring you toys. You can play with her. She might rub up on you. You might not be able to pick her up, but you can play with her. Right, this one was like, you can't really play with the sloth because they want to just hang.
They're
lazy. And people think sloths are very slow. They are slow animals, right? But they also move at a, they're not like significantly like,
they're
as,
not like
as
this.
They're, yeah, as they're filmed. So I told my in-laws, and he was like, you couldn't dodge a bite by a sloth. And I'm like, she was pretty quick. What do you,
that's what I was kind of thinking when you said it. She just went like,
yeah.
And you were like, okay.
Well, also keep in mind, she was sucking on me the first 3 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So at the time, I'm like, maybe she doesn't have any teeth.
And then she just, hang.
Yeah, and then it's like.
You're like, oh, whoa.
She's like, oh, you know what? I kind of like that feeling. Maybe I want to eat it.
I want to take a bite.
Yeah, so I went and I was like, do I have a mark? He was like, yeah, she broke skin. So I have like a little mark on my chin right here and then under my chin.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, we just can't really see it. Mm. I picked the scab off. That's
kind of funny though.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. And we do the rest of the encounter. Obviously, we feed a giraffe. That's our normal.
That's fun.
Yeah. Feed a giraffe. We do look at the other animals. And like feed the goats and the alpacas and the llamas and the whatever, right? And we, there's at Troutman, you can do a walkthrough. You could do, because I have such a funny video, such a funny video to show you about this llama, okay. Or alpaca. But you, there's 2 parts. There's a walkthrough and a drive-through, right? So you can walk through first, okay. Right?
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you drive through, and that's where like you see like bigger animals. You know, you'll okay. See like obviously like a zebra, an ostrich, a
rhino.
Well, no, not a rhino.
Oh. Unfortunately.
But like cows and bucks and things derived of deers and pigs. Saw a couple of pigs. Fed a pig today.
Ah.
He's chunky. That pig might have been pregnant though, so I have no idea.
I like pigs.
Yeah, they're cute, right? Yeah. And I'm in the truck, so obviously it's a little higher up. But we go through the first time, and I don't mess with ostriches because I've gotten got in my car.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
I've gotten got twice. Every time I go, I always get spooked by an ostrich. Okay. And the thing is either window all the way up or all the way down, no in between, right? So you have to be on the watch, and I am always looking, right? But I was filming Nicholas, and it happens every time, and I was not on guard. He caught me slipping. When I tell you, I was shocked and fear for 5 seconds, screaming, not moving. He's in my window. I literally see him. He's like right here, and I wish I caught that on film because when I tell you, I'm literally like screaming like this. It takes me 5 seconds to decide to roll my window up. When I tell you, I was panicked, and I'm gonna shit myself. Because they come up so quick, and they always look mad and angry. Always. It was bad. It was so bad. When I tell you, I was traumatized.
I can just see it. That's so funny. You're just, oh my God.
Ah! Literally me. And when I tell you, I was screaming like, paralyzed. Like, it's like, you know, like fight or flight. I froze.
The ostrich just like, dude, what's up, man? Yeah. I'm not trying to do anything.
No, because they normally, like, I've done that before. And the last time the ostrich tried to get in the car, you know, like their nose and beak was in the car. This time the ostrich stared dead at me, did not even move. Like, the ostrich really is so just like, why the funny. Fuck are you screaming? What the fuck's going on, dude? I just want to say hello. Just want to see if he had any food. And I'm okay, like,
that's just funny. It was
bad.
Dude.
Oh. It was so bad. Every time.
I don't know why that's so funny
it
to
is.
Me.
It was so bad. You're
just screaming. And the ostrich just.
Yeah, just that's exactly dead how he's staring did. At didn't you. Didn't he? Did try to come. In my, and like, keep in mind, I had four things of food, right? Two in my lap.
Yeah.
So he could have pecked. Because I have a video. I have a video of a deer kind of with horns.
Okay.
And to, I don't know what they're called. But he, I was like filming Nicholas, right? And, okay. And you see, he's like feeding a cow. And I'll show you these videos afterwards. He's feeding okay. a cow, right? And I feel something in my lap. I'm like, what are you doing? And I literally flip this giant ass thing in my car. I say, okay. I said, you're kind of dirty. Back up. Okay. Back up. Right. Nick pulls off a little slow. Right. Dude comes back. I try to feed his friend. Headbutts my mirror because he's upset that I fed his friend and not
wow.
him. I was like, get out of the way from my car.
Wow.
Yeah. I was that ostrich got me. That's and funny. I do have a video. I have a video, right? You'll see how traumatized I am. There's a video. The video is Nick is feeding the ostrich and I don't get it the first time. He's like, really, dude? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was paying attention to something else, right? I film Nick and I see something on the side of my eye. I scream. It's a deer. Thought it was an ostrich though. But it's a deer because my
just,
window's
you're
down.
You're just so scared of ostriches. Yes. You're like, so, oh, fuck.
They're
oh,
so aggressive.
Shit.
I fed one today.
That's good. Helping your fear a little bit.
It didn't. I said, at the end, I said, fuck that shit. And kept going.
Yeah, ostriches are a little unpredictable.
They are. They also look very mean and they have the intent yeah. to fight you. Yeah. They're like not nice ever. And
just
I was like,
running.
Okay. Yeah. We had like a llama. I was feeding this llama. And normally when you drive through and you're done feeding them and you start to move, they'll move, right? This okay, llama, yeah. like, for like half a mile was running with our car. And I felt so bad because I would feed him and you'd pull off. And I was like, Nick, he's running. He's running after the car. Stop.
He's like.
Yeah. He's like, he, all you see is his neck going.
My friends.
Yes. Food. And all you see is. He's like running and Nick like stops. I'm like, okay. I was like, hold on, wait. And he goes, Nick makes a joke. He says, you got any good snacks? And like, you see him run by, perfect timing. It was so funny. When I tell you, he followed us like through like a part where he probably would not have gone. He like stays in like one section and he yeah. followed. I'm like, I felt so bad. I was like, Nick's like, you can't feed him your whole bucket. I said, I might just have to because I feel so bad. But it was fun. We saw a lot of good things.
Make him work for it.
Yeah. Same thing happened with a cow. I fed a cow. He ran. I said, Nicholas, stop the damn car. You're making this heavy cow run. Okay.
Let me feed my moo moo.
Right. Yep. And I said, just because you ran and worked for it, baby, have another. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh. I'll have to show you all these videos because they're kind of funny.
Yeah, it sounds
funny. But I'm like,
funny.
You should go because it's just for the comedic and the experience. And it's honestly, well, for you, it's a little farther. From my house, it was only like 30 minutes.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, what it like, yeah, we could do like a live stream.
And I thought about That'd it and I was fun. Like, I should have filmed the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
That would be cool for us to do is just to film it.
Yeah.
Because it's like you miss, if I was consistently filming it, we would have gotten that.
What if we did a podcast in the car while we're going through it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good idea.
You know what? We've got it set up. Next time I'm free, you're free on a Saturday or Sunday, yeah, we'll do it.
That would be very fun.
We'll do it. Because it's so much fun.
That's how we blow up. I don't know.
It might be. People love animals.
That would be funny, yeah.
The whole podcast
you're
just
screaming.
Yeah. Becca.
Oh my God, look at that. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, you'd have to drive though.
Yeah, from what I've heard, I should probably drive.
Well, because if not, I will. Yeah, I'll hit. Yeah, I'm hitting animals because they're so close to your car. I also don't have very good spatial awareness. Okay. I will hit them. B, it's like they stand in front of your car and like really close beside your car.
Yeah.
So it's like
you just have to go slow.
Yeah, and you kind of have to swerve around them.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that. I always have whatever guy I'm with or person who can drive better than I can drive. 100%. Yeah. Because it's not gonna go. And we could take my car because Bertha's. She's yeah. Bertha. Bertha's
I used
bigger.
To have a Bertha.
Yeah, Bertha's big and Bertha can. Bertha's okay.
Can withstand.
Yeah. The bumps.
Does
and
she have AC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot if you got that fixed.
That was in my Altima.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because Bertha's technically not your car, right? Yeah. Isn't it your dad's car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was fun. You'll be laughing like I was when you see these videos. It's
oh, yeah.
funny.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
I can, just imagining it makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, that Auschwitz got me. It was so bad. So bad. So I've never been scared more in my life of an animal than an ostrich. Because they tell you, also they tell you the donkeys and the zebras will bite. I pet both and fed both today. They were fine. They sometimes say don't feed them, but I fed them and they were fine.
It's funny, every time I hear zebra, I think about Madagascar. I just think about the zebra from Madagascar.
Yeah, when he bit, when Marty bit Alex's butt.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, he thought it was
a meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a steak. He's like, why, what do you think of? Was that not what you think of?
No, I just think oh. about the character.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a specific moment. Just think
yeah,
about
I think
Madagascar.
We actually, when I went one time, there was a giraffe named Sheldon. Melton, sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it was fun. I think it's, you know, you get to see a lion, a tiger, and bears. I'm
ooh,
not scared
bears.
Of. Yeah.
Bears are cool. I like bears.
Yeah, we only see him on the way out. He was a brown bear. And he was, I went through the drive-thru twice because I had extra feed and I paid
nice,
for it.
Nice, nice.
So, and that's the second time around is when I got to feed cows because we didn't see cows the first time.
Mm.
So I was like, this is why you need to go at least twice because you see some of the animals don't come out the first time, may come out the second time.
I like cows.
Yeah, me too.
They're
I like,
big.
It was a big cow. A big, big,
big
cow.
Chunky
in
cow.
In a medium-sized cow. And there's one cow in the video, you kind of can't see him. Because he's like not, he's just tall enough for, he built up is tall enough for the car.
He's like,
yeah. I'm like saying like, food. I feed one cow. I said, okay, I see you. I said, hold on, your friend wants some. Hold on, I see you. Hold on, wait, I love you. I see you, I love you. It's so cute.
Yeah, that's,
I love
yeah.
cows.
It sounds fun. I love cows.
I love cows.
I like turtles.
It was fun. That's all I've done for my birthday. For my birthday, I got a water cooler. I got
oh,
a Barnes
nice.
Noble gift card. My mom gave me a Barnes Noble gift card with a Monopoly card.
Ooh, that's
this
cool.
This is a get out of jail free card.
Nice.
Just in case your birthday gets too turned up. I was like, that's cool. And my dad said, make sure your mom's name's on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Mm. And then Nick got me a new heating blanket.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, because mine broke.
Okay.
So he got me a new one. It's very soft, very nice, very dense, very, very compacted. It's great. And he's going to get me a vegetable chopper.
Ooh.
One of those you can go pew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
yeah, I need
one
of those.
I think my mom has that.
I need one of those. I'm like, so excited.
Yeah.
That's all I have for
yeah.
my birthday.
Well, I mean, that's good, though.
And you got me ice cream, my favorite ice cream, which, you know, the funny part is, I literally, the night of my birthday, I was like, I really want waffle cone ice cream. So bad. We went to Walmart, wasn't there. And I also, surprised, funny enough, left my dad. We were in Cornelia, so we went to the one by North Mech. And I was driving, we parked, and I was like, is that my dad? And he was like, no, Kennedy, not your dad. I got out, walked into the store, and it was my dad. And I ran up on my dad, was like, hey, dad. And my Nick was like, I've never seen you walk so fast in a grocery store. And I was in heels, so
oh,
fast.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
But they were baby heels, so
dad!
Fast. Yeah. So I was so excited. I was like, what aisle are you on? And I right when I said that I walked, he was in the next aisle. He said, hey. I was like, hi. And Nick was like, you make it seem like you didn't just see your dad. I said, shut up. I was excited to see him. I was excited to see him. So that was fun.
Did
so
you
I
get
was,
your ice cream?
Yeah. Nick
oh,
went.
Okay.
We had to go to Harris Teeter, a different store.
Ugh.
Nick bought three.
That shit was probably like $500.
Who knows? Nick bought three of them.
Harris Teeter is
I
expensive.
Eat, and you got me two, which is great because I eat them in one sitting. I went home and ate it. It was gone in like 20 minutes.
You ate three?
I ate the
oh,
whole
okay.
one pint
okay.
in one sitting.
I'm just, hey.
No, I ate only. So now I have two. So now I can sparingly eat
so
another
now you
one
have
today.
Four.
Yeah, now I have four and I can eat one tonight and be golden.
Yeah. and still have more.
Yeah, and not be like, dang, I got a shortage.
Nope.
I got to go back out.
Nope.
Yeah, I know. It's about to be on.
You're raining ice cream.
Yeah, waffle cone, Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Perfect.
Caramel.
Caramel cone. I always say waffle cone. It's always caramel cone. I had to ask Nick. I was like, what's it called? He said caramel cone. I said, good, because I say waffle cone.
Is it? Yeah, because it's what? Is it like the cone is in there?
Yeah,
like
it's covered in chocolate. Of the cone? Yeah, it's covered in chocolate. Oh,
okay.
Though ice cream is what the caramel taste is.
Okay.
Which is really good. If I don't have that one, I'll normally do just straight dulce de leche. That one's really good.
Okay.
And then it's got, I used to get the ones that are on the stick. Like on a popsicle stick.
Oh, like the dulce or whatever.
No, caramel cone. You used to be able to get those on a stick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those were really good because the outside was waffle cone, and it was good. But the ice cream in the bucket is better because it's like chocolate chunks but it's just waffle cone. It's good. My fave. And the crazy part is I had been searching a long, long time ago, right? Back when I worked at Little Big Burger, so plus 4 or 5 years. I used to eat this ice cream by Talenti.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like apple pie
the ice gelato?
Cream. No, it was apple pie flavored.
Talenti makes, don't they make gelato? The clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a brown lid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would eat, my favorite ice cream was apple one. I can bring you one next time because I have one that's unopened and I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, sure.
It's
I'll
good.
Take it.
And then I hadn't seen it. Like every time I was like, my favorite ice cream, even when I go to Cold Stone, is apple pie a la Cold Stone. It's apple pie flavored, right? That
sounds good.
It's great, right? Favorite. I'd been looking for it every time I go into Publix, every time I go into a grocery store, never see it. I saw it at Publix that normally has it. Bought two of them, have not even gotten a dent really in that first one.
Damn.
And Nick's like, Kennedy, you have these two you've been looking for 5 years. You bought two of them to stock up and you don't like it anymore. I said, no, I found a better new one. So
I found my caramel cone.
I did, and that's where I'm sticking.
My Häagen-Dazs.
Yes. So that was great.
The bougie brand. I feel like a lot of ice cream brands are like super bougie now. It's like Häagen-Dazs is bougie. Jerry's is bougie.
I've never had Ben and Jerry's.
They're good.
Ever.
But they're expensive.
I've never.
I feel
like Ben and Jerry's has too complex of
flavors.
Of a flavor. Like
Cherry Garcia.
Like Moose Tracks. What is
Ooh,
Moose
I love Moose
What
track.
Is Moose Tracks?
I can't remember. Meats. Let's look it up.
That's what I'm saying. They have so complex.
Well, I mean,
flavors.
Other brands have Moose Track.
Well, that's
it's
the
like
only
turtle.
One I know.
What
off the
it?
Top
turtle,
of my dome.
Turtle track? Turtle?
I don't know.
Yeah, Moose Track. Moose Track. Ice cream.
Ben and the Jerry's. Oh. I think it's like chocolate of
Not
some.
Not the actual ingredient.
Why don't you just put Ben and Jerry's next to it? Did you put Ben and Jerry's next to it?
What is Moose Track's ice cream? Hold on. I found an article.
Oh, okay.
The Dairy Dish.
Is that all the ingredients?
Yeah, it's just peanut butter cups and Moose Tracks fudge. So it's three things.
That seems very simple, actually.
What is it? Is it Turtle Track?
I don't know.
Is it Turtle?
I've never had Ben and Jerry's. My sister's favorite is fish food, I think.
Correct Isn't that me. Marshmallow and stuff?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I've never had Ben and Jerry's.
Is it Turtle Tracks? I used to love that shit. Yeah, Turtle Tracks. It's so good. It's okay. It's caramel, and then it's like caramel turtles, caramel and chocolate turtles. What?
Turtles have peanuts in them.
We mix chocolate, caramel turtles, and chocolate covered pecans with a caramel swirl.
Yeah, because turtles are normally pecans and chocolate.
Turtle tracks. I used to like Mayfield, that one specifically. I used to fuck that shit up when I was a kid.
You know Leclerc came out with ice cream?
You said what?
Charles Leclerc.
Really?
Came out with ice cream.
I gotta look this up.
I want it so bad, but I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to have it in the States.
Charles
Maybe if I go to Barcelona, I'm like, he has like a shop. Because I will totally buy the ice cream.
And he's just there serving ice cream.
It's called Leclerc.
Lech.
Or Lech.
Lech.
Yeah. I think he's got like mint chocolate chip, vanilla, a chocolate fudge one. He's only got a couple. A pistachio.
That's nice. I do like pistachio.
I don't know about it. And a caramel one. That's what I would be getting. Nah. Would be the cup. Yeah.
Why can't I see? Do they not? Where's the website?
I looked it up. I was able
to. There you go.
There we go.
What flavors do we have? It's in fucking Italian.
Well, he is Italian, babes.
That's true.
Okay, what flavors do we have?
Vanilla.
Oh, okay. I love vanilla. Dang.
Ooh, shoot. Salty caramel.
No, it's how he would say caramel. Caramel.
Caramella.
Swirly pistachio. Okay.
Peanut caramel tango.
That
and
sounds like that could be good.
Chocolate crunch. Ooh.
Those look so good.
They do look good. This website is made well. Makes me want ice cream.
It does. Look at him.
His little cute butt.
Look at him.
Looking all adult.
I think he has some in the snow, or he used to have some in the snow.
Dang, they got those shits on, though. Those shoes are hard. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Very yummy.
Torino, Italy.
Change your language. So we know.
I'll change it to Chinese. Fine.
Well, so we know where we could buy it.
About us. History. Where to find us.
Yeah, where?
Se fratando, arendano.
Oh, those are places.
It's all just in Italy.
So I'm going to have to take a train.
Supermercati. Borello. What is it?
Es el Luguena.
El Varo de la Celta.
Es el Luguena.
Per la Grande.
La Grande, yeah. Per la
Grande. Es el Lunga. Es el Lunga.
Es el Lunga, yeah.
This is interesting.
So I guess I'll have to take a train to Italy when I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, it's blocking your face. Oh. There you go. Make a sound. Yeah, so that was my birthday. I think that was it.
We talked about fucking drums.
Well, because we were on the topic of ice cream.
That's fine. We'll make a TikTok out of it. It's okay.
Yeah. And then tag Charles to say, hey, make one in the States. Or make one in Barcelona.
Send us some. Sponsor us.
Right. Send me some ice cream.
Charles, we'll shout your shit out, bro.
Love you. Please. Yep. Yes. Give me
and
some
then
ice
also,
cream.
Doesn't Hamilton have a, isn't it?
Alcoholist
yeah,
tequila?
Yeah, alcohol.
No, it's alcoholist, not alcohol. Alcohol free.
Yo, send us that shit. We'll do shots of it here on the pod.
On the pod.
Yeah, we'll promote it.
I'll buy it and we'll taste it. We'll give an honest review.
That would be fun. That would be a good video.
We will see. It's alcoholless.
A business expense.
Yeah. Charge to the card.
Yeah. That does not exist. Not yet, at least.
So, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Very simple stuff for the birthday this year.
Yeah.
Normally, I do an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was. I've done it 2 years in a row. My dad is no joke. He hides them like we're old adults. I'm like, Dad. And there's money in half of them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, I would be looking for that shit.
We're
like.
Yeah. I think he's hid like 100, 50, 200.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like either in our house or like in a field. And I had my sister and Nick help me. It was hard. It was hard. When I tell you, it was like children going at it
like
crack.
Sounds kind of fun, though.
It is fun. Yeah.
Give me that fucking egg.
Right back. And you know what I'm saying? And you look at it and you're like, because the thing is, you have a certain amount. We had a time limit. Mm-hmm. You don't pick all those eggs up. Guess what? You're missing money, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
You just lost money.
There you go. And we don't lose money. So, yeah. Easter egg hunt, definitely. I think every other year. So maybe next year I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
An Easter egg hunt. It's fun.
All right. Well, that was already like half an hour.
There we go. Yeah. That was easy. My birthday was simple.
Yeah. I might put some clips of the zoo and stuff in here.
Yeah.
If I feel like editing.
If they're funny. Yeah. If he thinks they're funny. That's all I have. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, we'll see you in episode 20.
20 on 420.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Your face is just taking it today.
It is. Wow. Beating me up. Life is really hit me left and right.
I mean, you kind of did that to yourself.
But it's okay. It's all right. That's it. We will see you on the next one.
All right.
Which will be our 420. Woo. Not blazing.
We're not smoking.
Right. Not blazing. Not blazing episode.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Love you.